Hey guys, it's Alicia. So, y'all ever get the feeling like you're doing something wrong, but you can't place what's going on? See, I got a girl who's got a bad anxiety disorder, and she calls me up some more and goes, "Hey, what do I do?" And I said, "What? What do you mean?" She goes, "I don't know how to keep myself calm." And I told her, I said, "Breathe. That's the first thing you need to fucking do, is breathe." So we're going there and we're talking, and I'm telling her about her, what she needs to do. And she's like, "How do you know so much?" I said, "Girl, I've been around the bush a couple times." Now, mind you, go fellas, she's starting out, doing her tattoos. She did pretty good on her friend the other day, and she's been confident in it, and I'm proud of her. She's doing pretty good. So she's sending me pictures of what she's doing. I was like, "Girl, you better get yourself better at that, 'cause I want a back tattoo." She said, "What? Why?" She said, "'Cause I told her, I said, 'Cause I want a back tattoo, and I want you to do it, 'cause you know what you're doing.'" She's like, "All right, whatever you say." But hey, it's April. I told her, I said, "It gets better before it gets worse. It normally does." But she's so worried. She is so worried about something going on. I told her not to worry about it. I said, "You worry about your schoolwork. You got three papers you got to do. You got a box you have to do for your other class. Don't worry about what's going on around you." And so I tell her, that she just needs to worry about her schooling, because y'all, she made the dean's list last semester. She made the dean's list. And if y'all don't know my girl, you have to understand how much that means to her, because she's had the support and everything through all this. And then her made to dean list, and she's like, "I can't believe I did that." I said, "I told you, you're fucking smarter than you think you are, dear." She's like, I know, but I just couldn't believe I did that." And I was like, "Yeah, we know." And then she calls me yesterday and says, "Hey, I'm being honored at a ceremony on May 3rd because I made the dean's list." I said, "I told you, all that hard work gonna pay off, girl." And we all keep in contact. We all love keeping in contact. She's one of my best friends. She really is. She's one of my best friends. And I really hope that she keeps up the good work, because her math's killing her, guys. Everybody can vouch that math sucks. Her math's killing her. And she's trying her best. I'm proud of her. She's trying. She's not giving up. She gets support. She ain't giving up, all this other shit. And it's funny, because she's doing her best. But, after a while, it gets stressful, and she's been really stressed out lately. I'm not going to go into detail on what's going on in her life, because nobody needs to know. But she's been really stressed out lately, and there's been issues going on. And I told her, I said, "Just breathe. Breathe first. Think about what you need to do next, and then let it go with that." We all are part of our own deal, we make our own path. In fact, that's her next tattoo she's gonna get. Y'all ever see the movie Pocahontas? Okay, well, y'all would know the compass that Pocahontas is holding in that movie. She wants to get that compass on her forearm, and it's want she wants it to say she goes wherever the wind takes her, which that's pretty much her. That says her on that tattoo. Like, she goes anywhere. She goes wherever the wind takes her. She follows her heart. She knows what she wants. The heart wants what the heart wants, as her grandma Sandy used to say. Heart wants what the heart wants. And it's just, it's one thing after the other. And I told her, I said, you got this. You can do this. You got this, girl. You just take one step at a time. You put your pants on one leg after the other, just like everybody else does. And so, we're all just sitting there, and it's like, okay, we'll do this. We'll get this done. I just don't want something to happen and, her get really stressed out and then her go nuts because that poor girl's been through the ringer. But hey, guys, listen. Keep on keeping on, Love thyself. Love your neighbors. Help anybody else you can. Hopefully I'll be able to come back on here tomorrow. I got some things I gotta do tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to come back on the bar. Wow. I didn't realize how tired I was. Excuse me. Anyway, I hope I'll be able to come back on here tomorrow and be able to tell y'all how she did. Because she's been really stressed out, and I'm trying to calm her down. Like, we're all trying so hard. But hey, for right now, listen, Alicia loves you people. We will talk soon. Bye.